so we had a week off. What did we actually do?
We got a week off. We had a week off.
We had a week off.
Did we Why did we take a week off? Yeah, you were tired.
That's right.
That's about it. That's the only reason.
Yep.
No actual good reason. Hey, I got one for you. I got a good joke I saw the other day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you call a witch who eats mostly sand?
I feel like it's sandwich or something.
Malnourished. And with that, it's episode 7.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Last Straw podcast. Is this 7 or 6?
It's 7.
It's 7.
It would have been 8, but last week there was no episode.
Welcome to episode 7. My name is Paul Smythe. I'm joined by my co-host, Drew Padgett.
The one and only.
That's correct. We last week...
Did not record.
We had no inspiration whatsoever.
Zero.
So we're
Well, now we have to be inspired because we have 2 major platforms now.
That's true. We are now on iTunes and
officially.
We're on something else.
Google Play.
We're on Google Play.
Yeah,
so.
Something else. It's just Google.
Yeah. Well, iTunes is the big one. If you're a podcast, you want to get on iTunes because most other places syndicate from iTunes.
Well, you can also try to get on Spotify.
Oh yeah, I think we have an application in for that, but
we'll see how that goes.
Tell the people what day it is.
What day is it?
Thursday, September 20th. I'll tell them for you.
Oh yeah, that's your job anyway.
Yeah.
What year is it?
I'm gonna leave that one up to you. I don't know.
No, I don't even know.
Yeah. So last week, the 13th, we sat down to record and decided we didn't want to record, so we didn't record.
Yep, that's about it.
That's how it works. Yep, that's how it works.
Like you said, we were out of town or something.
No. Yep, we just sat down like, you know what? Not having it today. And
we ate food and watched Bachelor in Paradise.
You watched Bachelor in
Paradise. Yes, I did.
I watched...
We watched football.
Football.
Bengals-Ravens.
Bengals-Ravens, yeah.
And you're in a purple shirt. Signify your love for the Ravens. Even though they lost.
Yeah, I was not wearing one, and I'm not wearing it now because of my Raven fandom, because I'm not a Raven fan. Dumb.
Are you calling them dumb? Huh? Raven fans? I am. They are.
No, I don't think being a fan of a sports team is dumb unless it's like the Browns or something.
Hey, they're playing tonight.
And actually, yeah, the Browns are awesome. Most exciting football team in the NFL right now. Just
hey, they're not the worst team in the league right now.
It's uphill battle.
When it comes to record.
That's the Bills, right?
Bills, Giants.
Yeah. Why are we talking football?
Texans.
We're talking football.
Well, let's start it off with football.
What's your favorite between M&M's and Skittles, if you had to pick one?
M&M's. Not even close.
Why?
I don't like fruity candies.
No, I don't like chocolatey candies that much.
Oh, then you
so.
Got Skittles.
Yeah, that one's... How'd you
what
know?
What if you put both in a bowl? Just like a whole bunch of M&M's,
well,
a
right.
bunch of Skittles.
Yeah,
just reach and grab a handful. Probably tastes terrible.
Yeah, that'd be... The problem is, because even if it's 2 things that taste good, you just can't do that. That's a...
It's like fruitcake.
Yeah, because someone is biting into it. I guess something about food is knowing what you're about to eat. I think
yeah.
that enhances it.
If you blindfold somebody... And tell them, hey, I'm going to feed you now.
Yeah.
They're not going to want to eat it.
That's true.
It could be like cherry pie. And no one want to eat it.
I feel like of all the food choices you could have picked for like the best possible thing to eat, cherry pie would not be the one.
I'm just saying, if someone's going to feed you cherry pie normally, you'd be all right with it.
Like if you're literally looking for one food that you would eat at any time and just want it.
Oh, gosh.
I don't even know what that is for me.
That's a tough one.
Like, a Reuben's always a good one.
Yeah, you and the Reubens. Jacob was talking about Reubens today at work.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's talking about how he loves Reubens.
Oh!
And, of course, I told him how you do.
That's awesome.
He wants to hang out with you now.
Jacob, my boy. That's what I'm talking about.
I never even met the guy.
That's awesome.
He's talked to him through Fortnite. He doesn't even play anymore.
He's a friend at this point.
Plays Call of Duty.
He was on Battlefield today.
Oh, that's still not Fortnite.
You know what's funny? It's, we got these Battle Royale-type video games, and now everyone's copying it.
Yeah.
Which is how it goes. It was the same thing with zombies. Like Call of Duty, they did Nazi zombies.
Who else did zombies? Or something of the sort.
There was Left 4 Dead.
Mm.
There are plenty of zombie-type games, survival-type games that all kind of came from that.
Well, zombies is a small part of Call of Duty. It's not the whole game.
Yeah, but for a lot of people, it was the main part.
Yeah.
And if you're everyone knows Nazi zombies if you played Call of Duty for I don't know which one it was.
Call of Duty Black Ops 1 had the best zombies.
I only played a few of them and I don't remember. So I guess I can't. I'm not an authority on the subject. My brother would know that one. I think a lot of other people would know, but I don't.
Yeah, you don't know a whole lot. What you do know is what we're going to talk about today. I have no clue.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to keep it light here. Keep it light. Keep it lengthy. Also, I guess we have to
light and lengthy. Light.
Is it like a like a marshmallow or something? Just a really long marshmallow.
Because that's a Slim Jim ego marshmallow.
I don't have the wit that you have, so.
When is a marshmallow long?
When you stretch it out. When's a Slim Jim?
We're just gonna move on. This is.
When's a Slim Jim light?
It is light. It weighs like maybe half a pound at most.
I only eat 5 pound Slim Jims.
You're gonna be dead tomorrow. The first ingredient is mechanically separated chicken.
Really?
Yes.
How do you know that? I guess you looked
it
up.
Because I've read the ingredients of a Slim Jim.
Right.
I know a lot about nothing.
I've never felt compelled to look up the ingredients of a Slim Jim.
Well, don't. It's like watching how a hot dog's made.
I won't.
Which I still love hot dogs.
Yeah, I've never watched how they're made, but I've heard that you don't want to watch how they're made.
Remember a while back when we said we wouldn't talk about food a lot?
Oh my goodness.
Every time we do this, we talk about food.
You know the worst part? I got something sports related that I was going to move to, so we're really just like talking about the things we're not supposed
to talk
about.
Well, hot dogs can transition pretty well into sports.
Yeah, so speaking of those processed hot dogs, NBA season's coming soon.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And what I think is, other than just the competitive balance being thrown off by the Warriors-type super team, I think the other main issue with the NBA is flopping.
Flopping's a big deal.
And flopping is basically just trying to sell a foul. I guess if you don't know what flopping is, you probably don't watch soccer either, because it's,
look it up.
It's even worse than soccer, but you're basically falling down intentionally to make it look like the opponent fouled you.
There you go.
I despise flopping. I think it is the worst way to compete in a sport. Even if by flopping you're giving your team an advantage, I think it's, I don't know, it's hard to act like some sort of a sport purist, like a football purist or a basketball purist, but I think at some point you have to play the sport and not just try and get by and skirt by the rules and stuff like that. At least that's my thought.
Well, they do get fined if they're caught flopping. I think it's like $5,000 a pop.
I think that fine lasted like 2 weeks and has not since been enforced.
Well, either way, if you're like James Harden who flops all the time.
Right.
He's making 57 a year.
Yeah,
million.
I know. It's crazy. It's great.
I
know.
Him,
I know.
It's like throwing a quarter down the drain for me.
Really? Like Harden, LeBron, a lot of the top players do it, which is terrible.
Hmm.
I wish they could all be like Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, yeah. He never flops.
He's a boss.
That's my Giannis obviously flops noise. Because he does.
No, he doesn't.
Everybody does.
No, Giannis doesn't flop. I'll put together a YouTube video with highlights of him not flopping.
I was talking out of my ass because I don't watch Giannis.
I was about to say, do you know of a flop? Because I don't.
I don't care.
He's like a lot of tough guys who don't flop.
So we can talk about how bad the NBA is all day.
That's true. We're also like really getting in depth. What's your thought on flopping in general? As a just kind of a general.
I see why people do it, but I hate it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm basically the same way. I get the benefit. Your team will be better off because of you flopping. But
now there is also a lot of detriment for the fans because it stops the game.
That's true.
It slows it down. You got to stay there longer.
So there's a few ways that it negatively impacts the fans then.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking just it's less entertaining, so less money goes into the sport, that type of thing.
Yeah, that too.
I bet if James Harden didn't flop as much, his jersey sales would be higher.
He needs to quit worrying about flopping and worry about defense.
Yeah, I think that's a problem in most of the NBA, though.
Yeah, really,
if
I don't watch it.
If you're good at offense, you don't have to be that great at defense to still be a positive impact on your team. Just because how basketball works, I guess.
If I watch, I'm watching the Celtics, because that's my team, and they're well-coached.
They are well-coached.
Unlike 28 teams in the league.
Hold on. The Bucks are going to be well-coached.
But they're not.
The Warriors are well-coached.
No, Steve Kerr's a figurehead.
Oh, goodness. I mean,
he could put anybody in his position, and they're
true.
Winning titles.
That's definitely true, but the Warriors' rise to dominance kind of coincided with
him. If Mark Jackson would still be there now, he would have the titles. Yes.
For these most recent years, yes. Maybe not the Warriors' first title, where they beat LeBron before Durant. They may not have gotten that, because it was a pretty close series, if I remember right.
Steve Kerr doesn't do anything. He just collects a paycheck.
I mean,
he's missed games because of his back. Let's be honest.
Okay, so?
He's a coach. He just sits there.
I get it, but, I mean, you know, if you've got significant issues that prevent you from sitting down, then you don't want to do that.
What issues prevent you from sitting down? A sore back?
Yeah, well.
From the lay down.
I think, from what I've heard, back issues are really tough.
A lot of coaches stand. Tell them to stand.
That would probably be even worse. He's got to, like, lie down. I don't know.
If it hurts to stand, it can't hurt to sit.
I don't. Yes, it can. It can hurt to do both. It can hurt so much that you can't focus on whatever you're doing.
With the amount of drugs this guy's taking, I don't think it matters.
What does that mean?
It's pure speculation, but I'm saying.
Steve Kerr, the party animal, allegedly.
Yeah. Constantly doing something.
Yeah, you know it. Goodness gracious. So okay, I guess we're kind of on the same page with flopping. I despise it.
I don't think anybody likes it.
That's true. I bet the people doing it don't even care for it, but they know it gets
used to it.
Yep, exactly. Yep. Okay, so good. We're on the same page there.
Speaking of queso, you said queso. Today is free queso day.
Oh, really?
At Moe's.
Really?
Yeah.
Why aren't we?
We should have gone.
We should have recorded from Moe's, not a sponsor.
Whoa, talk about key sponsors right there.
We will record every episode from those. Mm-hmm. We can just make it our dinner routine.
We'll
record every single day for a Moe's
sponsor. Even though I finally met somebody who despises Moe's.
Oh, right. Yep. Yeah. Hillary's cousin, Jessica, she had a negative experience with a coupon in Atlanta, and they didn't honor it, and I think she had to pay $10 for a burrito. She's a generally frugal individual, so...
Now, I understand not going back to that one.
Right.
You can't just excommunicate all Moe's from your life.
Well, Moe's isn't even as good as Chipotle.
And I've had 3 burritos from Moe's in the past 2 days.
You know what's better than both Moe's and Chipotle?
Yes.
Okay, what?
Chick-fil-A.
You know what's better than all food establishments?
Ooh, no.
Not talking about food, because it's a podcast that's not about food.
Apparently it is, secondhand.
We can't help it. I'm spitting everywhere because of this food.
We don't have any food.
I know.
Yet.
I know.
Smell it.
It's the talk. That's true. We're about to have sweet potatoes stuffed with buffalo chicken and blue cheese.
Sounds a little different.
It's really good.
It sounds good too. It smells good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Don't forget about the salad.
A Thousand Island salad, but I think that's like the secondary thing, obviously. We're talking about the main entree.
Oh, yeah.
And we've done it before where instead of chicken, you can do chickpeas. So you still get the protein, and I think it's a little cheaper than chicken. I'm not sure, but I feel like it probably is. And that's also good.
So instead of buffalo chicken,
do buffalo,
sweet potato,
buffalo chickpeas.
Chickpeas, which is hummus.
Right.
And blue cheese.
Yes.
No.
I think it's blue cheese dressing, I think, is what we do.
Blue cheese is good no matter what. The cheese, the dressing.
I didn't remember if you liked blue cheese or
love
not.
Love blue cheese.
Good. I'm glad, because wasn't sure. Good.
Yeah, blue cheese is great.
Good. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be really good. And if we don't like it, too bad.
Well, hey, it's food. It's here.
Exactly. And we'll just be waiting.
I brought some Coke.
Nice.
Yeah. Not the drink.
Right. Not true, everyone. This is not true.
It's the drink.
No, it's the drink. Yep. The non-sponsor drink.
Yes. Talk about Moe's and Coke being two great sponsors.
Right. Not currently sponsors, but great sponsors.
Welcome to sponsorship!
That's what we should do.
What?
Welcome to sponsorship.
Oh! Well, as soon as we get one, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, that's true.
Play it by ear, so to speak.
Someday. Speaking of which, we actually have a message today from our sponsor.
No.
I'll go ahead and cut to it.
Oh, yeah. Our sponsor today is the Easy Break Toilet Paper. Paul, what do you know about toilet paper?
So, toilet paper is an essential part of life.
Now, what if I told you it was essentially useless?
Please, go on.
The Easy Break Toilet Paper is a one-of-a-kind deal. It's not even single-ply, it's half-ply.
Half-ply, Easy Break. Brought to you by Easy Break LLC, actually.
Yes, of course. One of their many fantastic products.
Exactly.
But the best thing about this toilet paper is you can get in touch with your inner self. And that's the reason to always trust Easy Break LLC.
Big shout out to our sponsor today on September 20th, 2018.
Thursday,
that's right. I think now's a good time to move into what I'll call our main topic of the day.
Yeah, main topic.
And I'll try and word this correctly here.
Is it controversial?
No, I don't think so. What I've been thinking about a lot recently.
That's dangerous territory.
Is how important is it for you to keep a consistent look
for... Like physical appearance?
Correct, for a long period of time.
Oh.
That applies to your hair, facial hair, clothing, I don't know what else.
Scent,
sure. That's kind of a...
Hey, if you change deodorants, you don't know who's where.
That's true. You're like, who's that?
Yeah.
Well, and so yeah, kind of clothing, hairstyle, look. I guess if you're you could do physical appearance maybe, but that's a little different. That's not quite the same discussion here. But I don't know. What do you think? Is it important to kind of keep a consistent look for a long period of time? And what are the benefits? And kind of secondary question, is it all right or better to switch it up occasionally? And are there benefits to that?
Okay, so let's just start from head to toe here.
Sure.
Let's start with the hair.
The hair.
I got a haircut today.
He did. It looks good.
It does look good.
Yep.
Problem with what you just said,
mm-hmm.
It makes it seem like I don't always look good.
No, it's not.
Little known fact. Actually, widely known fact. I always look good.
Amazing. Just truly
yes.
Spectacular.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm an 11.
Spectacular.
That's been established. Everyone knows it.
He turns it up to 11
haircut,
every time.
There should be some consistency, but you can change it up slightly.
Yeah, I'm not saying go and go to or from a terrible haircut, or just like some ridiculous style that doesn't make sense for almost anyone.
Well, let me tell you, when I was a kid, I was like 10.
Mm-hmm.
My mom tried to cut my hair with the buzzer we had at home, mm-hmm. and it died in the middle. So I had like from the middle of my head to my bang, just long,
that's funny.
Longish hair, and from the middle of my head to the back of the neck,
that's
it was
funny.
Like buzzed. So I had to go to the streets, to the barbershop. I wore a hoodie the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got in the chair and they just buzzed the rest off.
At least you're only 10.
Yeah.
Could be a lot worse.
It's
funny because
it was a school night, so that could have been bad.
My wife and I were watching YouTube news compilations, I guess.
It's
just funny news.
Oh,
it's funny
news.
It's funny. Yeah, we,
not just news.
I think we're just watching news anchors talk
just
about their mornings.
Random headlines from random places throughout the day.
Yeah, we don't have much to do in our household.
You know, jobs.
Yep, that too, yep. But one guy was arrested mid-haircut, and he had a large afro.
So, I've seen that.
So, very large hair on one side, and then short on the other.
You gotta just let the guy get his hair finished.
It depends on what he did.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's just something minor, then sure, you don't
well,
have
here's
to.
Well, you put a cop on each side of the chair so he can't run.
Uh-huh.
And just let it get finish letting it get cut.
Problem is, if they are actually dangerous, there are sharp objects around them.
That's true, like scissors.
And you don't want to have, you don't want them to act on those sharp objects. You want to get them under control as soon as possible.
He probably got it cut in prison or something.
Yeah, or just have the barbers say, hey, real quick, just knock it out. don't worry about the details. Just keep going.
Yep, just buzz it off.
Do like a 30-second thing and be done with it.
Now, were they styling it or were they just buzzing it off?
I don't know. It was just a mugshot.
Oh, okay.
Which is funny.
Two-Face. Yeah. Harvey Dent.
Yeah, basically. But back to this hair thing. I don't know. Is what do you think about...
That was a nice pop, too.
I know. I heard it. I felt that. What do you think about keeping a consistent look?
Well, like I said, I'm starting head to toe here.
Sure.
So, okay, so with the haircut,
mm-hmm.
try to keep the same length, I guess, for the most part. Don't just like shave it all off one day or just let yourself go for a while.
Yeah.
Try to keep your hair trimmed, your beard trimmed, if you have one.
Here's where I'll, and like, I guess if we start at the hair, we're starting at the main one for me. Because you saw me with long hair, right?
Longish.
Yeah, so I I had short hair for most of my life, and then decided to get a haircut or let my hair grow out for a while. So I had pretty long hair down to my neck, I guess.
That's about right.
So it was, I don't know. And then after about a year or two of that, I got tired of it and decided to cut it. And now I'm short, but now I'm getting kind of tired of that.
You're about 6 feet.
Now I'm a short-haired individual.
There you go.
And now I'm like getting the itch to grow it out again. It's just,
don't do it.
I don't know.
It's not a good look for you.
I don't know.
Especially with the goatee.
I could do a beard if I did long hair. Maybe.
Jeez.
We need to talk about facial hair next, but that's not first the hair. And actually, maybe it all ties in together, I guess, which is an important detail. But it's, I don't know. It's I keep having the urge to like switch back, and then I know after a year or two of the long hair, I'll just want to go to short hair again.
Yep.
And what I'm trying to figure out is, am I being too much?
Are you being too much?
Am I being too?
Are
extra?
You being extra?
Am I being extra? Right.
Well, if you're worried about your hair this much, maybe a little bit.
But.
You got a good thing going now. It's a professional look. You got the goatee. Full beard might happen. That could be something.
You got to think, I'm a well-known figure.
In what circles?
Most circles.
Oh. What about squares?
So, I don't need to just have a professional look. I have to have a noticeable look. Because I know for a fact, people notice me more with longer hair.
They were like, who's that bum?
Basically. Jokes aside with the being well-known, because surprisingly, I'm not actually a celebrity right now.
Believe it or not.
I feel like people did notice the hair.
Believe it or not, we're talking about hair.
I never thought I would do this much.
Ugh.
You're the witty one. We already have established this.
Yeah, I'm the witty one. You're the shitty one. There it is.
Oh, goodness.
Got him.
This is terrible.
It's terrible.
Oh, gosh.
All right, let's move down the face.
This is not good.
Down the face. Hair's done.
Well, so we'll combine the face. My dog has something to add. What was that, girl?
I think she's done.
Okay. The face, and well, you can't change your face unless you're getting plastic
surgery. I'm talking about your beard, man.
The face is a plastic surgery is a completely different discussion.
I'm not getting nose jobs or facelifts here.
But
or
Botox. I think the beard should kind of tie into the hair.
Mm.
Or just facial hair in general. But I think you can change up facial hair a little bit more without it being an issue.
Yeah.
I guess it depends. You don't want to go from just full beard to full shave, to full beard, to full shave, like every 2 weeks or something.
How long do you think it takes to grow a full beard?
I would guess 2 weeks.
No. Not for me, at least. It takes about a month and a half.
Oh, okay. So, full beard, maybe not, but something that resembles a beard.
Mm.
It's about 2 weeks.
Sure.
So, if you're changing it up every 2 weeks, not only are you going to, like, confuse people, because they're not going to know what you look like.
Maybe that's a good thing.
Because you don't... Well, and that's the question.
You don't want to get too attached.
Yeah.
You want to murder them.
If you're just some sort of roamer or a gypsy or just a psycho killer or something.
A gypsy.
Don't they roam?
I don't know. I'm not a gypsy.
I'm not either.
I don't merchant goods on the side of the street.
I don't think I am a gypsy. I do like to roam, though. I find myself wanting to move every single year.
That's too much.
I agree, but I yet still find myself wanting to do it. Hate moving, but I just always want to move.
You hate moving, but you hate being in the same place.
It's this terrible thing. It's the same thing.
What you need is multiple properties.
It's the same thing with my... Yeah, that's true. That's actually realistically what I do long term with money.
With money.
With money.
What else are you going to do with macaroni?
I imagine if you traded enough macaroni for a house, you can make it happen.
That's a lot of Kraft mac and cheese. Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Oh, I love Kraft mac and cheese, though.
Not a sponsor.
Or in Canada, it's called Kraft Dinner.
Not a sponsor there either.
No.
Were we talking about food?
No. Talking about money for properties.
Somehow we went to food.
You want to move, but you don't like
it. That's right. And it's the same thing with hair and looks, because I'm always wanting to change stuff. But
yeah.
I need to not. Even though I kind of want to.
Here's what you do. You say you want to do something, you sleep on it, and you feel the same way in like 2 days, there you go.
Well, I've been thinking about this since before I got married.
Think about what? Growing your hair back out?
Yep.
Well, now that you're married, you can just let yourself go.
That's true. He's right.
You can get fat and grow the beard, the hair.
I think a beard would not be letting yourself go.
I mean, if you keep it trimmed, no.
Yeah. If it's
Santa Claus
beard or something.
If you like, don't shave your neck or.
Yeah, no. Not an option. But, so what do we got? Facial hair? I guess
we've covered pretty much the whole head.
I guess we've covered facial hair.
You want to talk about teeth?
Sure. Yeah,
Okay, I got something to say about teeth.
Go for it.
When I was like 19 or 20, I didn't have a job, not in school, had nothing to do all day.
Right.
I would drink 2 liters of Coke almost every day.
Yeah.
And I didn't brush my teeth that often.
No, not
good. So now I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
Had a couple cavities I got filled.
That stinks.
I got a little bit more decay to take care of. Like some crowns.
If you're right.
But now I'm brushing every day.
I was about to ask.
I'm flossing. Good. I'm mouthwashing.
I have to brush at least twice a day.
But I've still got stains from back in the day.
Well, the problem is it's hard to enjoy coffee and maintain non-stained
any sort of
teeth.
Dark drink.
Yeah.
Coke, tea, coffee.
So for me, it's constantly like a balancing act because I do enjoy drinking coffee in the morning. It does elevate my mood, give me more energy, that type of thing.
Speaking of coffee.
Go for
it. You know what's back at Starbucks? Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Pumpkin spice!
Hey!
I had a pumpkin spice frappuccino.
How was it?
Oh my god.
Is it really that good?
I was so basic for about half an hour.
Was it good though?
Oh, so good. It's like $6.
Six, but oh my god.
Six Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
Not soundboard. It's so good though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's pure sugar.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no health benefits.
That's funny.
It's really fatty.
That's really funny.
Oh, it's so good. I might get one on the way home tonight.
Really?
No, it'll be too late.
Yeah, don't do that.
Before work tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. Good idea.
Oh, baby. Man, I'm hungry.
You're gonna go broke on Starbucks. No, it's
you got anything else to say about teeth?
I've tried whitening. I mean, I have whitened.
Strips or what?
Yes. The strips have they've declined in quality since I started using them like 5 years ago or six, 8 years ago. Man, how long has it been? Anyway, they've declined in quality. They used to be like these, not trays, but it was these plastic things that weren't just a clear film that you wrap around your teeth. And it was, I thought, more effective and easier to use. But I guess cut costs, save money, whatever. They're just little film strips that you just put on your teeth and hope they work.
I've seen those.
And they don't work like I'd like them to. But such is life.
There you go. Sorry. I got nothing else to say about teeth.
That's true.
Or the head in general.
So we did the teeth.
Ears.
We did the face.
Clean out your ears, people.
Okay, yeah, but that's not changing a look. That's just hygiene.
Hey, some people don't clean out their ears.
We're not discussing hygiene, even though teeth are kind of hygiene, but it's a little different.
You gotta smile at people. People see you talk.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not just a hygiene thing, is what I'm saying.
All right. Back on the look thing.
We got
facial
hair. Basically, shirts, tops, jackets, that kind of thing. That's kind of where we're at.
What kind of vibe are you trying to set?
Oh, we never discussed hats.
Oh, I have a lot. I'm a man of many hats.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. I feel like there aren't that many options for headwear, unless you're Prince or something.
Well, he's dead.
He is dead. R.I.P. Prince. But, you know, like, you could wear some sort of baseball cap, fitted, whatever, flat.
Only fitted. I don't do snapbacks.
Well, and that's kind of... But what other options are there? I guess you wear, like, the fedora or that type of...
You got the classic top hat.
Okay, in 2018, what other options are there?
You have the propeller beanie.
The propeller,
multicolored, little propeller on top.
For anyone above the age of 12, or I guess...
Above the age of
9.
Yeah, you're right.
No, it's not. I'm saying for anyone above the age of 9 to 12, what are options?
I'd wear a propeller beanie right now.
See, like, a beanie could work depending on your hair and depending on whatever during the winter.
Yeah, I have a lot of beanies, not propeller beanies.
But beanies are very weather specific.
Yeah, it's got to be cold. If you're in a beanie in the summer, there's something wrong with you.
True. Maybe. True. Maybe.
No, not maybe. True.
Well, I don't know.
I'm sure that one guy, I don't know his name, he's like, men's never hot. That guy. Always wearing a jacket.
Big Shaq.
that his name?
Or Young Shaq.
I don't care.
Man's not hot.
I know he's a liar. Everybody gets hot.
That's true. He's, yeah. Yeah, come on, Shaq.
He's British. They're all liars.
Yeah.
Hear that, you Brits?
Not sponsored.
I'm just kidding. I don't know any of you.
Yeah, me neither.
Britain's not a sponsor. Are you sure? The whole nation?
That'd be a pretty cool sponsor.
What about the United Kingdom as a whole? Scotland, Wales, Ireland?
We're sponsored by the royal family, did I tell you?
The royal family?
Yeah, I guess that's... I guess I should tell you that.
Shout out to Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle.
How you doing?
Prince Harry. Queen Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Middleton.
Yeah, she can get it too.
And I think that's about all the people I know in the royal family. Shout out to them. Shout out to them, our sponsors.
Yep, royal family. Can't believe they're the first official sponsor of the show. All the way from across the state. Wow, it's incredible.
Hey, you know, sometimes things just grow exponentially and we just happen to explode.
We gotta keep talking about this,
That's true. We could wear the hats that Queen Elizabeth wears.
Nah, it's not my style.
It's not? No?
Okay. I like sports team hats that are fitted. Yeah. Flat bill.
Yeah.
No stickers. If you leave stickers on a hat, you're a fucking moron.
No, you just like fresh minted stuff.
Or, no, you're lazy.
Or you want to return it and get your money back.
Why would you buy it then?
I'm going to look up hat styles while we're talking about this.
You got the fedora, which is saying a lot if you put one of those on.
The boater hat, like you're an Italian boater, or some guy in the moat who's rowing the people sitting
behind. Oh, the guy in the back of the gondola.
Yeah, the gondola, that's it.
You talking about, do they wear berets?
Beret is different. No, they wear, I mean, maybe some of them do. Maybe if you're in France.
Well, there you go.
Parlez-vous français?
Nope.
Yes?
You mean oui?
Oui?
We need to move on.
Uh-huh. Do you know they have $700 Wiis on Amazon?
Like the Nintendo
Wii? Nintendo Wii, yeah.
For $700, the original Wii.
People are buying them.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. I'll show you the one with like 300 reviews. I won't, but there is one out there.
They didn't buy it for that price.
Look it up on Amazon. No, it's there, listed by Nintendo. I don't know. I guess they just... are hard to get. Who knows?
I remember when the Xbox One came out, a lot of stores ran out of their first supply.
Okay.
And eBay had them for like $1,500 a piece.
Xbox One?
Yeah. Well, and so people were snatching them up.
That was a similar thing with the Wiis. Because in high school, I don't know how old it was. Whenever they came out, they were retail for $250, always sold out super fast. And you could sell them on eBay for like $330. So I literally tracked Wiis. I would call stores constantly to try and buy their Wiis for $250 and then turn around and sell them on eBay.
Hmm.
I was only successful once, and I made hundreds of calls to different stores over the course of a few months, and I was able to get it once. It's crazy.
How much did you profit?
I mean, $330 minus $250, so $80 minus whatever eBay's fees were, so... I don't know, $60? I was in middle school. It's not like I'm dealing with a lot of money here.
$60 is a lot for a middle schooler.
Well, it is, but considering the amount of time that went into it, I would have been better with just a job. Though I did have a job, so I guess.
I remember I was part of a yard sale in middle school. I made $81.
Nice.
Put in a little bag. Uh-huh. I lost the little bag.
Oh, gosh.
But I found it 2 months later in the garage. I was like, money!
Oh, I thought you were going to say the money was gone or something.
No.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I spent it on. Probably something stupid.
You do like a cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah. The old 10-gallon hat.
The old 10-gallon. Well, maybe not a full 10 gallons. Only like 2 gallons or something like that.
A couple of quarts.
Problem is I can't do like dreads or something like that. Because I feel like dreads double as hair and a hat. Because it's a cool look. It's a cool look that you can, you know, you don't have to necessarily have a hat with.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And yeah, I mean, you can do some, maybe not cowboy hats, but kind of similar to cowboy hat styles. I don't know. Hats, there aren't many options, I feel like.
I only wear, like, two kinds of hats.
But I'm just not creative, so I guess.
Beanies and fitted flat bills.
Beanies and flitty-fluff.
Yep, that's it.
Flitty-flam-flam.
Yep.
A flam a la flum blum flum.
And we're doing nothing.
Yep, we're done. Shirts. Shirts and jackets and stuff like that.
Now let's just break this down. You're wearing a purple Nike polo.
Yeah, well,
like you just went out to do something today.
Well, I did have to meet a client. So.
See, there you go.
Yep.
Business casual.
Very casual. I'm not self-employed. You can kind of dress how you want.
Oh, you're not very casual. I am very casual. Well, I have two jerseys on.
I think from just like, for the industry I'm in, I'm pretty casual. I mean, the commercial real estate world, most people are kind
of... Yeah, but why put on a shirt and tie if you're going outside to meet people?
Yeah, it's true. We were sitting out there talking in the heat, sweating, so...
Oh, yeah, no.
It could have been a lot worse. And I would have had to iron the shirt afterwards.
Nah.
I only iron a shirt if I'm getting married or some other formal event.
Okay.
I guess that's not true.
We had a steamer.
I used to iron shirts before I worked.
I stayed up for 2 hours the night before your wedding... ironing.
Really?
I didn't even need to.
Yeah, because the leg was there with the steamer. Well, the iron is pretty important, though. Steamer is maybe half as effective as an iron. So
when your iron doesn't have steam...
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, such is life. We're just talking about shirts. Yeah, what's funny, and I'm hopefully not the only person this has happened to, as soon as I started dating my wife, my just general clothing... quality increased.
Yeah, because you got to impress somebody now.
No, it wasn't even that. Just I didn't really know fashion that well. And she was she studied fashion in school. So
oh, there you go. See, I learned something today.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't know that.
Nope, now you do. But So when we would go shopping, I got a little bit trendier clothes, a little more slim fitting clothes that generally look better, I think. So yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Well, yeah.
Yep. So
I got nothing else to say about shirts.
I guess we're done on shirts. Yeah, there's obviously a bunch of options on shirts.
Oh, yeah.
But it's hard to find a middle ground, I think, between just a regular t-shirt and a formal shirt.
What about the tuxedo t-shirt?
I do not think... That is
do you know what that is?
Of course I know what that is.
Okay.
I don't think that's a step up from a casual t-shirt.
Why not? It's got the bow tie, it's got the little
right,
bells.
Right. The fake bow tie, the fake buttons that are, it's all painted on the shirt or lasered on the shirt or however they did it.
Yeah. I got one of those at Kohl's for $1.25. Uh-huh.
Have you ever worn it to a wedding?
I don't have it anymore.
No. Would you have ever worn it to a wedding?
I would have considered it.
You would not have worn it to a wedding?
I was like 13, so I might have.
Oh, well... Your parents would not have allowed you to wear it to a wedding?
I don't think they would have cared.
Okay, well, you would not currently wear it to a wedding.
We're arguing semantics.
No, I think we're arguing something important here. Don't wear tuxedo t-shirts to weddings.
Generally, no.
No, not generally, just most... I guess, yeah, if it's like a fun, casual wedding.
See?
Could be acceptable.
If it's an ironic wedding.
There you go, an ironic wedding. All other weddings, which is... Basically, 100% of weddings don't wear a tuxedo t-shirt.
There you go.
Just wear, like, a collared shirt if it's actually casual. Let's see. Jackets. I'm a big jacket guy. I love jackets, but...
Like, all kind of jackets?
I mean...
Sport coats, blazers, hoodies.
Less of the blazer suit-type jackets.
Oh.
More just the kind of...
Like, peacoats?
Yeah, peacoats, other less humongous jackets.
Letterman style jackets?
Yeah, those are good, yeah. Stuff like that.
You have one on the back of your chair, so.
I do, this one stays on the back of my chair year round, except for when I'm wearing it.
Well, yeah. So. Unless you want to wear the chair too.
That would be kind of difficult.
Hashtag wear the chair.
Wear the chair. Hashtag arthritis.
We're not talking about that.
Funny.
We're not talking about memes. They just got banned in Europe.
Okay, no, we need to talk about this meme because I just said hashtag arthritis.
Fine, talk about the meme.
So it's a, what is it, a picture of an old person?
I think it's an old guy.
Yeah, a picture of an old guy with meme text on top of it saying, don't invite me to events. I won't come. Hashtag arthritis.
It makes no sense. I don't know why you think it's that funny.
Because who says hashtag arthritis?
No one.
Exactly. It is literally a ridiculous... I guess old people have posted it, which is where it came up. It's just like, no one says hashtag arthritis. There's no reason to post hashtag arthritis on your Facebook
page. If you have arthritis, you can't even type.
Exactly.
Sometimes,
exactly. Either way, don't invite me to events because I'm not coming. Hashtag arthritis.
Okay, old guy in a meme.
Now we'll talk about, I guess we're done with shirts.
Yeah, I'm done with shirts.
And we can kind of lump pants in with the shirts.
Well, hold on a minute. How do you feel about tucking in shirts?
I don't.
Is it a situational thing?
It's definitely a situational thing.
What if you're wearing like a t-shirt and it's tucked in to like jeans? Those people are weird.
Or
it's usually older, like middle-aged Southern guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Or with racing hats on.
Or maybe if you're
speaking of hats,
if you're working some sort of manual labor job, and
yeah,
you don't want your shirt to get in the way.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
So different work situations, I could see it.
Yeah,
but,
okay, that's fair.
But yeah, I mean, you know, it's generally not the most stylish look.
No.
But hey,
you got the phone clipped onto your belt.
Neither are fanny packs, and those are.
Hey, those are coming back.
See, they're not really coming back.
I work with two people that wear them every day at work.
Yeah, because it's very practical. It's not about it coming back, fashion-wise. So I guess I could see, you know, people like to go with the 90s look, like the bright jackets and
see?
The hats. I could see a bright fanny pack being a thing, but I don't think it's going to be widely accepted.
No, it's not really common. It's just not as embarrassing, I guess, as you think.
It depends. It depends on the look.
Hey, if Dwayne Johnson can wear one in a photo, anybody can.
It's a little different. He looks ridiculous. I don't care what anyone says.
Well, he knows you look ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
I'm done with fanny packs.
Well, so let's just move on to shoes, because the pants kind of go with the shirt. And I think we're really just
getting
too detailed.
I think the belt should match the shoes.
I'm a one belt guy, basically.
You have a black belt or a brown belt?
Brown.
Reversible.
I used to have a black one. I think reversible is a really good idea. I don't have that, but
I used to have like three of those.
My belt for that I'm wearing right now, just casually, was the same belt I wore for my wedding.
Hey, there you go.
But it's a nice belt, so it makes
sense. Saves you about $30.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
The belt I wore for your wedding costs $50.
Oh, dang. You had a nicer belt than I did for my wedding.
That's DXL. Everything's overpriced.
True.
I gotta buy big stuff.
Apparently not. You wore H&M clothing.
Barely. You can see the entire outline of both my calves and the pants.
I mean, I think the slimmer clothing looks good. I think you look good.
It does look better.
I think
it
everyone
doesn't feel
looks
good.
Right, right. That was one thing I had to get used to adjusting when I started dating my wife was slimmer clothing. She got me a pair of jeans, or we bought a pair of jeans, and I tried it on and showed it to her, and in my mind I'm thinking, this is terrible, this doesn't fit at all. She's like, oh, it looks good. And I was extremely uncomfortable, but it was just because I wasn't used to the slim-fitting stuff.
Yeah.
So that was a... I'm probably not the only person who's experienced that, but maybe so.
I'm usually a athletic shorts, t-shirt kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a comfortable way to do it, for sure.
I even work in shorts and a t-shirt.
But not athletic shorts?
Pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
They let you deliver?
Yeah.
Cool.
As long as they're solid black.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Shoes. I think...
Skate shoes suck.
Sure. Yes?
They got no support on the bottom. You can feel
okay.
The ground when you're walking around.
Well, so... Yeah, it's... I don't know. Shoes kind of fit. It all fits together. If we're talking about just general style, I think changing it up... It's fine, but if you're going to do something drastic, consider how people will... I don't know. I guess you do what you want to do.
Here's what you got to do. You can't just look one way all the time when it comes to clothes. You got to have a variety.
Yeah, but a variety with the same general style or just multiple styles?
You got to have t-shirts and shorts. You got to have suits. You got to have business casual.
Sure.
You got to have flip-flops, dress shoes, sneakers.
But just... Kinda,
or in my case, bowling shoes.
I'm just talking if you really change your look.
Like, just one day, you're just like, I'm done. Next.
Yeah, you really just completely... It's kind of like going from a middle schooler who goes from just dressing however their parents dress them to all of a sudden dressing emo or something. Gothic,
oh, yeah.
Gothic. And even that's fine, obviously.
That was more emo in middle school.
But that's a very significant change. And that's kind of what I'm meaning from an adult perspective. I can't think... If you go from just real proper clothing, all tight and well put together, and just change to really baggy, sagging clothing, I feel like that's a little bit of a weird transition.
That seems depressing.
That's true. It could be, you're right, less happy circumstances that are surrounding that. But this is kind of boring. I don't know. Yeah. So, final verdict.
What is this?
You get interrupted by it. Was it one of your Craigslist buddies asking if you use some, you can do some handiwork around the house?
Handiwork.
Yep.
Funny. My friend Dolan, he was hanging out. Told him I'm doing this.
Yeah, we're busy recording audio.
Yeah.
Audio entertainment.
Quality entertainment.
Quality audio entertainment. I wonder if they can hear me. I hope they can. What are we talking? Oh, so we'll wrap up the consistent look. What is your final verdict on should you change your style? Can you change your style? How often should or can you change it? Just thoughts.
Well, if you're like super well dressed most of the time, then just all of a sudden you're all like,
yeah,
casual.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're super casual all the time, and then you're like always in suits now.
Yeah.
Something good happened.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You got a job.
Well. How about we go from like a general color perspective? Let's say you wear generally gray, blue clothes like I do. And if I were to change it up to bright orange and bright green, it's not necessarily a reflection of my situation or financial situation or anything like that. It's more just almost projecting a different personality.
Could be.
Is that too much? I feel like you have to kind of consider how big of a change you make, maybe. But I don't know. I think I am always tempted to mix things up, change things up a lot. So maybe I'm just doing this whole podcast so I can get confirmation that I should grow my hair out.
Like, give it for me. I'll tell you that.
I still might do it. We'll see.
Send it to the email, people.
Yeah, email us.
Should he grow his hair out? You haven't seen them? Should he grow his hair out?
TheLastStrawPC@gmail.com.
There you go. We'll plug this stuff later.
Yeah, but for right now, because they may not actually listen until the end.
Wasting time.
Yep, no, we're good. You had a story to tell or something?
Okay, so I ran into a couple of people from high school I hadn't seen in years.
Yeah.
At Walmart the other day.
Two people together?
They were there at the same time. They weren't there together.
No, okay. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Which makes even more strange coincidence deals.
Who'd you run into?
Well, Mark Fevrin.
Mark. Super fast.
He was a year ahead of us.
Yeah.
How do you know he's fast?
Because he was on the basketball team.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Was he?
For 1 year.
Ugh.
He was fast.
That's not necessarily a good thing.
It's all right. You can use speed on the basketball floor. And he used it well.
But could he do anything else?
I don't remember.
Probably not then.
Yeah, sure.
But anyway, he was there with his either fiance or wife.
Oh, that's cool.
He's a teacher. He's a teacher now in Berea.
Really?
At Berea Middle School.
Mark was always a nice guy. I can absolutely
smart
see him.
Guy.
I can
Very
see him being
guy.
A teacher. Yeah, that too. I can see him being a teacher yeah. for sure. I'm
he
sure
looks,
he's a good
he
one.
He looks the exact same.
Really?
He's gained a little weight.
Yeah.
Not really fat. But
that's
just
how it
like,
goes. That's just how life works. Between 17 and, we'll say, 25.
He's probably about 27 now. He's a year ahead of us.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so 26, 27.
Still, I think the 17 to 25 jump is generally when the weight gain starts.
According to you, he's 30.
Everyone's 30 if you're 25.
That makes sense.
It does. Everyone knows this.
Put it on a t-shirt.
I've shared it multiple times, and I'll share it again. If you're 25, you round up to 30. It's just how life works.
Well, put it on a t-shirt and see who buys it.
No one cares when you're 25. You're just basically 30.
Well, nobody likes you when you're 23.
So go ahead and round up.
Blink 182.
Well, you know what? It's even worse at 25.
I'm going to keep talking about Mark.
So go ahead and round up.
So I walk into Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And I see him there. I didn't really totally know if it was him at first.
Yeah, it takes a second to click.
And I walk by him, and we just go our separate ways. So I keep walking. I'm buying towels. I got a whole new bathroom set.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because my towels were super old.
So old towels. It's always interesting switching from old to new. Go ahead and finish your thing.
Yeah, so I got three new towels, three new rags,
uh-huh.
a new bath mat, a new toothbrush holder.
Huh.
And that was like $60.
Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't realize it would be that much.
Say it again. You got towels.
Three towels.
Three towels.
Three rags, a bath mat,
mm-hmm.
one of those memory foam bath mats.
Yeah.
And a new toothbrush holder.
You spent $60?
Mm-hmm.
At Walmart?
Mm-hmm.
What are you buying? Like the...
I just told you what I bought.
The Pioneer...
I also bought...
You're buying
detergent.
The Pioneer Woman stuff?
No. And I also bought laundry detergent. That was like $6.
Oh, okay.
So the bathroom stuff was 50.
Still 50. That's a lot.
Yeah, it was.
Must have gotten nice towels.
They had pretty solid towels. It was all red. Everything's red.
I could see them being $10 a piece or something like that.
Everything's red. Towels, rag, bath mat.
Yeah. Okay.
Not the toothbrush holder. That's like a chrome.
Does it fit with your other... I guess it doesn't matter. It's a toothbrush holder. Yeah.
It doesn't fit with my shower curtain.
Whatever.
Which is a tree.
A tree? Well, you have red blood around the leaves.
That makes sense.
It does.
Nope.
What's the who's the other person you ran into?
Okay, so when I was buying the towels and rags after I walked past Mark,
uh-huh.
I ran into a guy you know pretty well,
I do.
John Jackson.
Ah, good old John.
He was
John.
The all-star center on our basketball team.
And he was my sidekick.
If it comes to basketball, you're full of shit. He did most of the work.
Maybe so.
Yeah. Anyway, he's working there now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
He looks about the same.
Yeah. Well, I imagine he still plays basketball, so he stays in shape.
I asked him, and he wasn't. Or he doesn't.
Oh, really?
Because he can't find a league.
Not even like pickup, though, or something like that?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, so pickup is...
But not like organized.
Yeah. I it's hard to find organized stuff.
Yeah, so we're talking for a minute. He has to get back to work, so we just had like 4 minutes to talk.
Yeah.
And he... yeah. We call
Big
that.
Old.
Big pop. So... He asked me about any leagues around, and he told me, I didn't bring it up. He told me Bobby asked him to play in a league in Greer, the one that we're in now.
Yeah.
So I sent him the schedule. So if he shows up Monday...
We're going to have too many people for subs.
I mean...
I'll take him, though. We needed someone down low. We need another guy.
Dex might
sure.
get cut anyway because of the ref.
That's
funny. A whole nother story.
We need ejections and stuff to...
Yeah.
So we need back.
Crazy ref, forget it. Anyway.
That's
so I
cool.
run into him. He's lighter than he was. He's like 204 or something like that.
Really? Cool.
About 6'4", 204.
Cool.
Yeah. Still, he's a more chill guy nowadays.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
It's interesting how you just run into random people.
Yeah.
And just doing...
I hadn't seen him
doing
in
life.
5 years.
I don't know.
6 years.
I don't know last time I saw him, but...
Well, he works at Walmart now, so...
I ran into... Let's see. Who was this? So, I ran into... Or I guess it wasn't ran into, but my... I am a commercial real estate agent, so I deal in real estate transactions.
Naturally.
Someone called me yesterday, and I guess they're now a client of mine, and I was... talking with them, and turns out that they know my dad very well, which is just weird. And it's funny.
Yeah, no one knows your dad.
No, well, in the real estate world, I guess he is kind of, he knows a lot of people in kind of the upstate South
He's
Carolina area.
He's a future star, if you will.
A future star, that's right.
Plugs.
Future star properties.
Not a sponsor.
No.
Silent sponsor.
Yeah, but so... I thought that was really interesting because, you know, I'm doing my general marketing with nothing related to my dad, but the person I talked to actually knew my dad, and I think they discussed the property we're selling for them before they actually bought it. So it's interesting. Small world type thing. And I've had other clients. I knew a guy in Atlanta, one of my clients in Atlanta, his twin brother... used to have a mailbox at the UPS store I worked with. So it was like, it's just really interesting how you run into these people even when you're a state over or something like that.
Well, I'm sure you got stories about the UPS store.
Yeah, UPS...
How much you loved working there.
UPS, the people there were amazing. The actual job itself was nothing to write home about unless you wanted to write something negative.
Zing.
Zinger. But, I think UPS store... It was a good job because it let me kind of learn the shipping business, which, you know, I guess if you have a food job, you learn the food business, but you kind of already know what goes into food. So
you
I thought
you'd be surprised.
Yeah, actually, you're right. I think you're definitely right. But anyways, shipping business. I think it was interesting to learn. And I for a while, I felt like the shipping business was just going to kind of die off. And not necessarily die off, but just be less popular. But I think Amazon and online retail and stuff like that have really...
Oh, yeah, shipping's not going anywhere.
...have really changed that.
They need drivers, like, everywhere.
At this point, shipping is bigger than probably it's ever been.
Yeah. FedEx, UPS, needs drivers every day.
I feel like Amazon is single-handedly saving the post office. Without actually knowing the post office's financials, and I bet they're really helping.
What does Amazon have to do with the post office?
Because they send a lot of their stuff via USPS, the post office.
Oh, yeah. Good on you, Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos, but I think the negative part, my uncle will complain about this if you ask him.
Damn whales, living off the government.
Is that...
taking our jobs.
Little different story, but sure.
Shout out to Jim Gaffigan.
Sure, that too, not a sponsor. But I think they make... A lot of drivers have to deliver on Sundays now.
Ooh.
He was not a fan of, and I think...
Is he a driver?
No. I think he just didn't like that they had to work on Sundays.
Oh, I don't work on Sundays.
No, you know, people like to complain about big corporations. It's just how the world works.
Yeah, well.
There will never be a time where a large company never has... A large company never has someone who doesn't like it.
There you go.
There will always be someone who dislikes a large company.
There you go.
Even if they are literally Jesus. Like Jesus LLC.
Oh, great. This Jesus guy's back at it. Yeah.
Look at him just giving all these people fish. Who does he think he is?
He's healing the blind again. Oh, is he paying taxes?
There's always, anything in the world, there's always going to be someone who thinks it's dumb or just complete opposite of what anyone else would ever think. Because the fact of the matter is, you have 7 billion people with 7 billion slightly different opinions. And there's always going to be some random opinion. There is someone out there right now who thinks breathing grass gives you cancer. I guarantee it.
Like this lawn grass?
Yes.
Oh.
I've never actually heard of this, but I'm sure there is someone out there who would say, yeah, it contributes to cancer.
You know what's even crazier theory?
What's that?
Not a theory, but like the lifestyle?
What's that?
Furries.
Oh, gosh, we are not getting
into
furries.
I'm just saying, if you believe breathing grass gives you, like, cancer, you are more sane than a furry.
So I don't know much about furries, and I don't care to know. So
I can tell
you. No, don't tell me. But
I'm not one.
We had a...
I just know a guy.
Good to know. I used to work in it when the job I used to have in Atlanta, we were at one of the big office buildings downtown, whatever, and it's close to convention centers, and there's like a furry convention every year, and I don't think they called it a furry convention, but everyone knows what that means, and I just thought that was from what I know. I thought that was a little interesting.
You know how some YouTubers go into big conventions and, like, troll the whole time?
Yep.
I would so want to do that at a furry convention.
I'm just not, like, a troller. Also, I don't want my face to be known as someone who mocks other people.
Yeah.
Especially if I grow my hair out.
Yeah, in that case, you can't say much.
Look at that guy with the long hair. You think he'd be a nice guy, but no, he actually mocks him. I'm going to remember his face forever and hate it.
There you go.
That's just how it happens every single time. So all you long-haired people, don't troll. Be nice. So are we done with furries? Speaking of furries.
Are we done with furries? Speaking of furries. You're all over the place. Done with them, though.
I'm not sure.
Speaking of.
speaking of furries, let's talk about Santa's elves.
Santa's elves?
Santa's elves.
Yeah, furries.
I saw a question recently that I thought was funny.
What is it?
Are Santa's elves just slaves?
Do they get paid?
Or
has that not been established?
I would say they get paid in happiness. Maybe living quarters?
Are they like slaves or like indentured servants?
I guess that's the distinction. They must live somewhere.
North Pole.
But some sort of shelter.
They're not humans, though. They don't have the same mindset as a human.
Elves aren't real. I'm aware of this.
Still, hey, if we're arguing semantics again...
What is the mindset of an elf?
To just please Santa.
So they get paid in happiness, is what you're saying?
Happiness, schmappiness.
See, I don't know if you can consider them slaves.
I don't think they are.
But, I mean, technically, you might, by definition, they...
Did they unionize?
I don't know.
Well, if they do, then they're not happy.
So,
they want the benefits. They want health insurance.
I don't think being a union makes you happy.
No, but it gives you some power.
Aren't union workers less happy?
They have more, like, labor or laborious jobs.
I've never thought of someone being in a union.
The point is, unions, you get guaranteed benefits and pay raises every so often.
Yeah, okay.
So if they unionize, they have something to look forward to.
Okay.
Which keeps them going, I guess.
Sure.
But if they're just, like, indentured servants,
uh-huh.
they're doing it for essentially no reason. No benefit to them.
Unless it's happiness. And if you're an elf and you allow payment of happiness, then you know what? You're good. But I agree. Maybe. It's a weird question. I just thought it was funny. Interesting to discuss.
It's different. I'll give you that.
It is different. So, I don't know. Do we have anything else to talk about?
Other than plugs, I have nothing.
I'm kind of mentally smelling this buffalo chicken.
Do you mean you're actually smelling it?
No, my nose isn't super strong.
I smell something, food-wise.
So it's probably that. My nose isn't very strong, so I generally don't smell too much. So, I don't smell it.
I can think of a better way to end the episode.
Wow.
Time for some plugs.
Yep, that's... We could not have ended it better.
Hey, that actually makes sense. You know why?
Why?
Nose plugs.
Nose
plugs for our stuff.
Nose plugs for our show.
Yes. Okay. Here are the plugs. We got a few new outlets.
Yep. And exciting.
Let's start from the top here. Gmail.
Uh-huh.
At thelaststrawpc @gmail.com.
That's our email. Not at thelaststrawpc. It's thelaststrawpc@gmail.com.
Yes, forget the first that. However,
is our email
for Twitter, mm-hmm. it is at thelaststrawpc.
PC.
Reddit.
Do we tweet?
I tweet.
You tweet?
I'm in charge of the social here.
He's going to say something and it's going to be like, come back on me. And just everyone, just so we know everyone, I am not involved. It is all Drew's fault.
you still got to like and share it. Anyway.
That's true.
And follow it on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I've done that.
Yes. I don't.
Make a Twitter anyway.
I do have one, I just don't.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the blogs. Facebook.
Yep.
Facebook.com. Page is The Last Straw Podcast.
The Last Straw
Not
Podcast.
Not PC podcast. The whole word.
And this is Facebook.
Yes.
Okay.
TuneIn Radio. You're on that one. What is it?
All the different podcast platforms.
Stitcher, TuneIn, iTunes, Google Play.
Just search for the Last Straw, and it should come up.
No podcast or PC?
They all have you search by the podcast name. And the podcast name on all of them should be either The Last Straw or The Last Straw Podcast. It's one or the other. Just search it on the various platforms.
The point is you can find it.
Yeah, and I guess if you're listening to us now, you may have already figured this out.
Yeah.
But that's
still our main platform is CastBox.
Search for The Last Straw, right?
CastBox.
CastBox is where we actually host the podcast, so if you want to go direct to that, that's great, but it doesn't really make a difference to us, wherever you want to do it.
And last but not least is YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're slacking on YouTube.
You know, yeah.
We should have 6 up on YouTube by now.
What do we have, like 3 or 4?
I don't know. You're in charge of that.
Yeah, I'll get on it.
Come on.
It's just...
It's tedious. It's not hard.
It's tedious. Yeah, it takes more time. It takes...
Send me the stuff and I will post them.
If you combine the time that it takes to post on every other podcasting platform, it's like a tenth of the time it takes to post on YouTube.
Well, I can put the CastBox link on Twitter, Reddit, and Facebook. That kills 4 birds right there.
Yeah, it's so easy. The problem is YouTube, I have to convert it into a video. And it's really just a video with a picture behind it for an hour.
We gotta give the people what they want. September 20th, 2018.
Thursday.
Yes. Give the listeners what they want.
We do appreciate it.
More platforms.
Okay, I'll do it. So we'll get that up. I don't know. We'll get it up. I guess we've done all the plugs. We will go enjoy our buffalo chicken, blue cheese, sweet potatoes. And Thousand Island Salad. And until next time, remember,
as always, This last straw never sucks.